Melbourne United back in action on Sunday. They take on the Cairns Taipans away from home. 5:20pm tip-off, Australian Eastern Daylight Time, so make sure you tune in on Fox Sports. Alex Pledger will be on the plane there, and he joins us on this Friday morning. Alex, good morning, and welcome back to RSN 927.
Good morning.
Tell us about the mindset of the team at the moment. It's been, I remember discussing it a lot last season, where there was sort of this turning point in December and you were able to find some consistency. Do you feel like that point's coming and something will just click for the team after a few inconsistent results over the last month or so?
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, for the game on Sunday, we're... And it's something that we've been speaking about in team meetings and stuff. You know, we have to, start treating these games like we're out of the playoffs, and you know, kind of scrapping to keep our season alive. You know, we're record-wise and ladder position. You know, we're not where we want to be. We obviously want to be on the top, but you know, we're not in a bad position. But you know, other teams around the league that are kind of in that fifth and sixth spot, are starting to play well. And you know, if we want to hold on to that spot, we're going to, you know, just have to find a little bit of consistency as well. So, you know, I think our mindset going into games for the rest of the year will have to be, you know, like treating every game like a must-win game. And that's, you know, especially in recent weeks, you know, there's maybe been a little bit of just walking in and expecting to win. But, you know, I think that's a mindset that we're going to have to change.
Who drives that? Is that Dean Vickerman or does it come from Chris Golding? Who's behind a lot of those sort of talks around the club rooms?
Yeah, it's usually the coach and kind of like the senior sort of guys that have been here for a while. But at the end of the day, you know, doing it on the court, it's got to come from all of us. You know, we all have to buy into what we want to do, and you know, hopefully on Sunday up in Cairns, you know, we'll be able to put together like a complete 40-minute performance, because we haven't had one of those for a while.
Alex, how frustrating has the late game sort of lapses that have hurt against Brisbane and Adelaide, twice against Brisbane, in fact, and you're talking about Dean Vickerman, he was quite animated last week. How has he been internally this week in terms of addressing those sort of late game lapses?
Yeah, he's been pretty positive. You know, it's no secret what kind of, you know, that we've been struggling to get you know, good looks at the basket late in games, and kind of just kind of failing to execute as well as we should be. But you know, we've been, you know, just putting ourselves in trainings this week. You know, we've just been putting ourselves in certain scenarios, and sometimes it just comes down to knowing what to do. You know, we have obviously a pretty big sort of playbook and a lot of things that we can go to. And you know, one of the things we've talked about is when we're kind of at the end of close games or when things are getting a little bit tight, you know, just kind of minimizing that playbook a little bit, and depending on which players are on the floor, kind of just having, you know, one or two sort of go-to sort of plays and actions, rather than having, you know, a million things run through your head, like, what am I going to do this time? What am I going to do this time? You know, just keep it simple and, you know, hopefully that'll work out for us.
Without giving away too many secrets, how many plays would you have, you know, stored up in that mind of yours, in those late game situations?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I probably couldn't put an exact number on it. You know, a lot of it, you know, a lot of them are very similar, with just little wrinkles here and there. But you know, I think just, you know, minimizing that a little bit and just having one or two sort of go-to things that, again, like I mentioned before, that depending on which five players are on the floor that kind of play to their strengths, just depending on who's out there, just having one or two things in the back of your head that you can, that point guards can call, just so that we're all on the same page and keeping it as simple as possible.
Alex, we'll lighten the mood a little bit here and talk to you about, you're active on Instagram and the like. The bizarre story that you had recently about how some of your images of your feet on social media have been stolen from foot fetish Instagram. What? Tell us about that. It's bizarre.
This thing's just not going to go away.
No, it's not.
I don't know. It was, when did I do it? It was ages ago. It was during the preseason, and we were seeing our team podiatrist, and he was just playing around with my feet like a foot doctor does. And so, I took a little picture of it and put it off on my, like, Instagram story, like that thing that goes away after a day.
Yep.
And somebody recorded it and posted it on their thing, and then all of a sudden I was like, I'd be getting 50 messages a day. Oh my God, your feet are amazing. Oh my God, oh my God. And I'm like,
that's got to be a weird thing to be dealing with.
Yes, it was quite weird. It's kind of, it's pretty much died down now, but it was just like, my God, there's this whole world of people who love feet on Instagram. It was kind of, weird, to be honest, but it's kind of gone away now. So
sorry to bring that up again.
You're
resurfacing old bad memories there, Macca. Good luck, Alex. We're looking forward to seeing Melbourne United in action on Sunday. Hopefully bouncing back to the winners list, and then another win, hopefully on the road before you play during the Australian Open, which I can't wait for again.
Yeah, that should be a good game.